Perak Hey Mishnah Aleph. Kol Azor Haisa Arich Meu Shmoinim Vesheva Al Reichav Meu Shloshim Vchamesh. The entire Azor itself was 187 amas long and 135 amas wide. Now we're gonna calculate how we get these numbers. Min Mizrach Lamariv, from east to west, is the length, the Arich, and that's Meu Shmoinim Vesheva. That's 187. How do we get that? Malkam Drisas Yisrael Achas Esrei Amma. First, we have the right after the Ezras Noshim was Ezras Yisrael, the place where the Yisraelim went. That was 11 Amos. Malkam Drisas Kahana Machas Esrei Amma. And then beyond that was the Ezras Kahanim, which was another 11 Amos. 11 plus 11 is 22. HaMizbeach Shleishim Shtayim. The Mizbeach itself then came next, and it was 32 Amos. So 22 and 32 is 54. Then we have Bein Ha'ulam V'lamizbeach Esem Shtayim Amo. Between the Ulam and Mizbeach was another 22, so 54 plus 22 is 76. Ha'echel Me'a Amo, the Hechel itself was 100, as we just learned previously, so that's another 100 plus the 76 is 176. V'achas Esrei Amo L'chari Beis HaKaparis, and beyond the Kodesh HaKadoshim, behind the Beis HaKaparis, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until the wall of the Harabias, to the wall of the Azara, on the other side, to the wall of the Azara behind the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, was another 11 Amos, so that plus the 176 gives us a total of 187 Amos. Perakei Mishnah Beis, Menatzafim Ladarim, now going along the width from north to south, was Meu Shloshim V'chamesh, was 135. How do we get that? A kevesh, a mizbeach, shishim mishnayim. The ramp and the mizbeach were a total of 62. Now we know the mizbeach itself was 32, so some say that the ramp was 30. Now there's some chalikas in the Rishonim exactly how you calculate this 30. Either it was 30 sort of on the bottom, and then the slope itself was obviously a little longer, as we know from geometry when you calculate the three sides of a triangle. Some of other pshatim, but in any event, the entire measurement of the mizbeach plus the ramp was 62. Now, mizbeach latabais shmeina amis, from the mizbeach to the rings, as we said before, those are the rings where they put the animals to shecht, was 8 amis. Makom hatabais esen v'arba, the place of the rings themselves was 24 amis. And then from the rings until the tables where the animals were skinned was another 4 amos. And then from the tables to the small columns where they suspended the animals to do the skinning was another 4 amos. And then from the columns until the wall of the Azara itself was another 8 amos. And then the other side, the added space between the kevesh and the wall, umalkam nanasim, and the space of the columns themselves, that took up the entire rest of the 135. So you add that all up, and that gets you to 135. Now there's machlekes in Rishonim exactly how you calculated this extra space. For example, the Rambam says you just divide it evenly. You assign, for example, 12 and a half amah to each area, and that would be how you split up between what we just sort of mentioned. Again, the place of the between the kevesh and the kevesh and the wall, and the place of the columns were basically 12 and a half each. Others say that the tables only took up 4 amahs, and that was included in this remainder, which was 25. Then you had 21 amos remained, and that became half for the columns, and the half between the ramp. But in any event, the kli was a space between the ramp and the rest of the wall, and whatever measurement that added up to, it had to add up so that you had between north and south 135 amos.